ゴリラディック。
All right, we're back. I guess you're expecting a knock at the door. Anytime now?
Well, did you hear that?
No. You know those stabbing? You know, like it's been a stabbing week, right? Well, in Sydney at least.
Yeah, that's all in Sydney.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know, man. Sydney's kind of... Let's start again.
No, that was... Shit. No, I was gonna, because it's like you breaking up into laughter. I thought, like, you're, I don't know.
No, because, like, I was about to, like, just rip into Sydney. And I'm like,
all right, let's just stop. You want to, like, make it fresh for it's easier for you to edit, like, start a new recording?
No, just
okay. Work. All right, we're back. Another episode, but maybe it's really your last. Dick. Maybe our last one because the cops are coming for you, right?
Yeah, I'm starting to worry. I haven't been this scared since Wes Anderson. Wes Craven.
Wes Anderson. What was that train movie? What was it?
No.
Anyway, Bill Murray and all that shit.
Fuck, wait. What's his name? Who's the guy that directed Scream?
Yeah, it is Craven. Is he still around?
Oh, I don't know. I just remember there was a very short period of time where all that stuff was really cool. And for muck-up day, everyone would wear the Scream masks and run around in those scary things. Maybe you don't remember that. I remember being in year 7 thinking it was really cool.
Yeah, the Scream mask did, like as an aesthetic, it kind of went for a good decade at least. Maybe even 2 decades.
Yeah, like it was, I mean, as a 12, 13-year-old, I thought it was scary. I'm mad enough to admit that I thought it was scary as a kid. Like watching the year 12s run around with the Scream masks.
Like, okay, I don't remember that, but it seems like a bit of trouble for you.
I wonder if I don't even know if they'd allow that now. I mean, the 90s was a crazy time, as everyone keeps going on about now. Yeah, but
could wear a mask.
No, but people would like that. Wear a mask and run around with plastic knives, and I don't think they would fly at school anymore.
Yeah, the knife world, right? So, it's like a knife week, right?
That's the theme of this episode. It's knife week. It's like how Discovery Channel do Shark Week or World War II Week.
Yeah, it's knife for week us, on the Gorilla Dick. So. For those
there's
going to
be
know,
another one too.
There's got to be a third one?
Yeah, but you should probably explain what the fuck we're talking about.
No, where's the third one going to be?
Well, I mean, it'll be in Sydney, of course.
Okay.
So hang on, the first one was a lunatic. The second one was religious.
It was basically two stabbings or like that hit big news and became like a big national kind of... I don't know, what do you call it? Like a mini 9/11?
A national tragedy?
Yeah, I don't know. I think.
Can I say something, man?
No.
I only found out about this yesterday.
Yeah, I thought so.
Dialed into my team meeting.
Yeah.
And one of my mates is like, oh, geez. Like, he's older than me. He's like, oh, geez, with a wife and kids. Oh, man, those stabbings, man. And I was like, what? Like, the Sydney stabbings. And I'm like, oh, dude. No, I just avoid all that shit. And then
I've just been jerking off all weekend.
Pretty much. Well, okay, here's the thing. I saw something on TikTok, like footage of like a crazy man walking through Westfield. And I'm like, why the fuck is this shit coming up on my feed next? Yeah,
boring. Knife. Dime a dozen.
Much, I'm like, I didn't see anyone like getting stabbed. I didn't even notice that he had a knife in this TikTok. Yeah. And that was over the weekend. And then in my team meeting, the boss goes, oh, you know, just hope no one was impacted or has any relatives impacted by the stabbings. And I'm like, oh, fuck, maybe this is big enough that I actually should look it up.
You're trying to wing it? Yeah. My heart goes out to anyone about the stabbings.
Like, well, my first thought was, wait, can I get a day off out of this? Should I be like, my cousin, he was on holiday in Sydney and he was at Westfield and... No, that's probably not good enough. I probably need a relative to have been stabbed to get a day off.
Yeah, I guess
off, hey?
Well, for the uninformed, basically, was it Saturday? Like, some dude just went to, like, Westfield Bondi Junction, which is, like, what, a couple of Ks from Bondi Beach, and, like, it's the Westfield where the rich suburbs are. So it's, like, a mix between, like, tourists and, like, rich people go there, like, white rich people, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of Poms.
And a dude who's basically schizophrenic or whatever, it's, you know, yet to be determined, all the little details, but went there and just started stabbing people randomly, or mainly women. What, killed, like, six of them or whatever? And it's like, okay. And,
I didn't know that. I guess I'm probably learning just as much as, like, the American and English audiences right now.
Yeah, the big audiences we have overseas. But, like, it was a big...
Turkish.
Because I guess nothing like that has happened for a while. So, you know, it was kind of like the big weekend news. And because it's, like, Sydney and Bondi, like, this is a not romantic element to it, but you know what I mean? Like, it's, you know...
Romantic.
And... not romantic. Like
you know, a Romeo like and Juliet.
Yeah, that's it. No, but
well, I think like they stabbed themselves. Oh, no, that was poison. Sorry, go
but
ahead.
But affluent area, which kind of has a lot of TV shows about it and shit. You know what I mean? Like Bondi.
Oh, yeah, Bondi Rescue.
Yeah, and that Lux listings, like all that kind of shit like that. So it's like, you know, and all the people who do media probably somehow know people. And like one of the people that were killed, like her dad, he's not like, got hundreds of millions of dollars and shit like that. So it's like a... And even Carl Sanderlands, a good old buddy Carl, is like saying on his radio show that his auntie was stabbed, didn't die, but like was stabbed there too. So it's like, jeez. Yeah, you know how it is.
Just for international audiences, Carl Sanderlands is the like one of the big radio... He's sort of like Howard Stern of Australia, but a mad cokehead as well. No, like that's obviously joking.
Stern would probably be a cokehead too, right? So, you know.
I kind of reckon he's a bit clean cut.
Yeah.
Anyway, who fucking knows? I don't know enough of that fucking shit. But the Kyle Sanderlands, that the reference is in a previous one where he had like mad coke fiends at his wedding or something like that.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
A kingpin.
Well, anyone in media with a lot of money just assume is a cokehead. But yeah, so like obviously there's all flowers put, you know, by the public, put all flowers at the Westfield, you know, shopping center and heaps of footage and all that kind of stuff, you know, profiles on all the victims in detail and all that stuff. It's all like big sob story, understandably. But, you know, I'm like, how long is this media going to like, you know, how long is this kind of spectacle going to last until it fizzles out and then what? Like last night, some dude tried to stab some priest on like a live, while it was being live streamed,
yeah.
In like the Western Sydney. So it's like, all right, onto the next.
Do you know what's weird about
right?
that story?
What?
Well, like, what religion was the priest?
I think it was Christian or something. But it was like the Middle Eastern Christian. You know, like it wasn't like,
yeah,
an Aussie Christian. You know what I mean? So it's almost
yeah,
like,
it was Assyrian Orthodox. Yeah. So it's basically Arab Christians, which you don't hear about them much, but they're definitely out there.
Well, definitely in the Western Sydney. So it's
kind
of like
Brax, he was as well.
Oh, okay. But I think like
for that, fun fact.
For the Bondi stabbing, like the government's like, here's $18 million into the inquiry, you know, let's make sure we learn from this and you know.
Oh my god.
But now like this the Western Sydney one is probably like shit, you know, like what do we do now? Do we have to like fund an inquiry into this? Even though it's kinda like terrorism, but what was it? It was like a 16-year-old that tried to stab this
that's
priest.
Western Sydney.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The ethnics. Like, yeah.
Well, it's like all the media and government, all the power brokers are all in eastern suburbs.
Yeah, for
Bondi,
sure.
For anyone that's not Aussie, Western Sydney is like a fucking wasteland. Like it's sort of just like this lawless mishmash of various cultures. There's no.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, there's no homogenous culture out there. Or am I wrong?
Well, it's very pocketed.
You know Sydney way better than
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, I know. Sydney's, like, very enclavey. You go to a certain suburb and it's like, you know, Cabramatta's Vietnamese, and you go to a different one and it's like, you know, oh, this is the Korean suburb, or this is, like, the African kind of, you know, suburb.
Auburn.
So it is. Yeah,
is
Auburn.
That
yeah, that's a bit more inner west, but you got Auburn,
dude,
Fairfield.
That place is so sketch.
Yeah.
I tell you when I went and got a kebab there because... Like, it had the best reviews online.
Yeah.
And I was just in Sydney. And, dude, it was at night. I was getting it for dinner. And, man, I felt scared walking
yeah, for
through
sure.
the streets. It sort of gave me LA vibes, but not as scary as LA.
Yeah, like Western Sydney's, like, it's kind of weird, but it, you know, what's that movie that kind of like that Halo type thing in the space where the rich people live on it because Earth is a shithole?
2001 Space. Nah, oh, Elysium.
Yeah, that's it. That's like basically Sydney now. The stabbings kind of show that's what Sydney is. You got the rich people
in the
east.
That's actually perfect. Elysium is definitely Bondi and the eastern suburbs like Manly and shit like that.
Yeah, so anyway, this 16-year-old like stabs this or tries to stab this priest or whatever you call him. Yeah,
15-year-old.
But like it's all, you know, it's all coming out, but supposedly that dude, the priest is still alive and the 15-year-old like used a flip knife and might have like cut off his own finger in the process or some shit.
Yeah, I heard that he injured himself and needed to go to hospital where he is currently.
Yeah, and the thing is like then I guess all the Syrians or whatever heard about this and like stormed to the church, like hundreds of them, and like did a riot and like we've been throwing bricks at like the cops and the paramedics.
Chanting, bring him out, and they smashed up a few cop cars. So now, the stories ended up being about the mobs rioting, which is
crazy. So it's like the opposite. The yuppies, you know, being killed, and you go give wreaths of flowers versus, you know, the priest attempted, you know, like a religious almost mini war and riots.
Like if you look at the news stories, it'll be like, oh, tragic, flowers at the Westfield. And then I was looking at the headlines for that one, and it was all like angry mob attacking police after blah, blah, blah. So the story isn't about the poor priest. It's about
the unculturedness.
Like mentally deranged.
Yeah, the
boy.
Lack of restraint from, restraint from the populations, the differences.
To be honest, man, it did. Yeah, actually, fuck having an opinion. Like,
was,
I don't know.
It was almost art. Like, it's all bad, but like, you know, it's almost.
Yeah, but it's like too perfect. It's almost like someone writing a fiction,
It's a contemporary art kind of piece, you know. We did a fake stabbing here and a fake stabbing here just to show the difference of media. Anyway.
You know what happened to the Bondi guy, though?
He's dead, man. He got shot dead.
Yeah, he got shot dead by the cops.
Yeah, it was a one chick, right? Like a blonde cop, I think, running, you know. I don't know, one of the first responders, I guess, or whatever, by herself, like, just basically shot him. And then there's, like, another, like, these other, like, there's all these little TikTok kind of videos floating around, like, the stabber's going up an escalator, and you have a dude, like, they call, like, a bollard or something, like, almost like a chair.
Oh, yeah, the French guy.
Yeah, trying to, like, stopping him from going up the, you know, escalator. And then Elbo, the prime minister's, like, I see that he's applied for a visa and you can stay as long as you want. Like you're saying this shit today. Good old, you know, elbow.
I saw that. And he's, so they're going to fight. So he's going to get a permanent visa.
No, that's it.
No, he actually is. It's fucking unbelievable.
But I know. It's like, forget the 20 questions about what the fucking constitution is and when the first fleet came or whatever the fuck that is. Get a bollard, stop a dude with a knife coming up the escalator. That's the fast track.
But do you know what I learned from all of this? Is that the people in Eastern Sydney are heroic victims and the people in Western Sydney are barbaric murderers baying for blood.
I don't know, man. I reckon some of them would be Western Sydney in the Bondi thing.
I was being satirical, you bastard.
I know.
Don't pretend to take me seriously, you bastard.
I know, but I thought we laboured the point.
okay.
Yeah, I know.
I just wanted to wrap it up in a neat little package, though.
All right, it's so neat. I don't know. See what happens. So we've got to wait for the third stabbing, right? What would be like the
will
finale?
Be.
But like in terms of the art, you know what I mean? Like you've the yuppies, you got the ethnic stabbing.
Maybe someone from another suburb. Like what's the forgotten suburbs of Sydney? Is that like the south?
You got the west versus the east. And
it's like the northern beaches. That's just eastern, isn't it?
Maybe something northern beaches. Maybe near like another kind of,
But nothing happens up there. What about south? Does anything happen south?
Cronulla
Maybe
riots.
Someone in Wollongong goes, don't forget about us.
Yeah, catch a train up there. Anyway,
Cronulla Beach. Oh, so maybe someone will try to make news for all the beaches.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, you know, the riots with the whole bashing of the lifesaver back in the day, so maybe.
Yeah, so you got Cronulla is the Cronulla riots. Bondi's got Bondi stabbings. Maroubra has all the crime from the Bra Boys.
Yeah, you got Russell Crowe there.
Okay. So maybe right. It'll be a beach tragedy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that.
It's not going to happen in Melbourne because Melbourne's superior, of course.
Or maybe now that, like, OJ's dead, right? You know, OJ Simpson.
Maybe Melbourne will try to outdo them. Anyway,
yeah. Maybe we need, like, a next level celebrity stabbing or something.
Yeah, someone, some schizo in Melbourne step up and show.
No, like a famous person, man. A famous person like OJ, like.
Oh, you mean like a retired ex-AFL superstar?
Yeah, but someone in the media as well, you know what I mean?
So, okay. Yeah, no, there's a few of them. There's plenty of those guys that have crossed over, just like OJ.
But now, like, next level, maybe like a movie. Who's the biggest movie star right now
from, like, Australia? Aussie one.
Yeah.
No,
the Barbie
Jackman?
Girl. Barbie
oh,
girl.
Oh, Margot she, Robbie.
She stabbed someone.
Whoa, that'd be pretty good. Wasn't she in something recently as well?
I don't know. She's fucking. She's a capitalist now, man. She's in everything.
Yeah.
But no, like, I don't know. This is getting a bit of a sadistic little pod. But yeah, it's all.
Yeah,
it's a downfall of humanity and shit. You know what I mean? Like the
Look, I'll be honest, man. When people were telling me about it and they were like, oh, you know, six people got stabbed in Sydney, I thought, why is it, like, okay, honestly, I was wondering why it was big news. Am I
yeah,
crazy?
I know what you mean. Okay. Yeah, no, like, compared, like, I was, like,
like a
Twitter,
car crash could kill eight people easy.
Yeah, I know, but it's more the deliberate act, and, like, there's all, like, witnesses, you know, on the media going, yeah, like the dude stabbed a baby and, like, killed the baby's
what?
Mother. Yeah.
Holy shit. Okay.
And people talking about, you know, getting clothes and, like, putting pressure on people. And there's, like, footage of, you know, people, like, a cop doing CPR to basically someone dead, like, with blood around them and shit like that. So it's like, and then Bondi, you know what I mean? So it is, you know, like.
Yeah. It's close to all the influencing.
Yeah. It's
people.
Like, but the imagery, like, you know, like 9/11 was all about the imagery, you know what I mean? Like, you could kill 1,000 people like a different way. Like, if you sunk a ship and no one saw it, you know, you blew up a ship of a cruise ship or something and no one saw it, you could kill as many.
Would anybody?
Well, probably not as many 9/11, but like heaps of people, but the imagery of it, you know, and the media. Anyway, whatever.
Fuck, you did a good job of articulating how gruesome it was.
Well, I don't know, yeah, you know, yeah.
This is a really, sorry for everyone for making you depressed, but
yeah.
That's what we're here to do.
But OJ's dead, man.
Yeah, I know, just to make it even sadder, the juice, as they used to be called.
Yeah.
Owner of several NFL records, superstar, movie star.
Yeah, to me, always be the dude in Naked Gun, you know, those movies.
That's what I always thought, yeah.
Yeah, like, that's how I knew him
that
as a
really
kid.
That really took him into the stratosphere.
Did it? Maybe.
Oh, okay, well, I'm thinking of it from an American perspective. Obviously, outside America, yeah, you see him, you know that he's, you know how there's these celebrities that are celebrities in America, and you know that they're famous, but you've got no idea why?
Yeah.
Like, remember
that
when
been OJ.
Pamela Anderson was dating Tommy Lee, and all the Americans would be like, Tommy Lee, Tommy Lee, but Motley Crue was never popular in Australia.
Yeah.
So I'd always be like, who's this Tommy Lee guy? That's what OJ was a bit for us. Like, we knew that he was famous.
Yeah, well, Naked Gun, like, you don't, like, it was pre-internet as well. So
but Naked Gun wasn't like, it was no Titanic or Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I know. It's still, yeah, still neat. Fairly niche audience, but like now, like, Australians wouldn't fucking know any NFL players at all. Like what's Taylor Swift's boyfriend? Like, he was somehow being brought into the Australian conscious just because she toured here at the same time.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. I reckon more females would know his name than males in Australia, even though there'd be more males into NFL, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I know, that's an interesting kind of, you know, framework, but...
I would put money on that, for sure.
Yeah, I would
like
too.
I'd like to see the Betfair odds, though.
But it's like, in terms of what that really means, I guess it's just the prevalence and pervasiveness of Taylor Swift.
Jeez, what it means is, I don't know, it's deep.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know what you mean by that.
Neither do I. But I guess OJ, yeah, was a big spectacle. You know, like
what
that Bronco?
What position did he play?
Fuck if I know. Let's just go quarterback.
He's a running back. Big, okay. Strong running back, yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Well, they're like a power player. They're an explosive power player. They're the ones that the quarterback hands the ball to, and then they just have to run.
Run, OJ.
Yeah, actually, Forrest Gump, he was a running back.
Okay, there we go, yeah. Man.
Just run. Yeah, no,
like, I always thought he drove that Bronco. You know that Bronco, the whole OJ Simpson Bronco, like the white car?
Oh, the actual car. Yeah, yeah, so... He was driving it down the highway. That's the famous scene, right?
No. Like, I thought so too, but, like, I looked it up. Because, you know, like, oh, OJ's dead. Look up his Wikipedia. Supposedly, he had a gun to his head in the back seat saying he'll kill himself unless he gets driven somewhere. And, like, his buddy, I think it was another NFL dude, like...
What?
Was driving down the highway at, like, below speed limit, you know, because he's, like, got the gun. It's just, like, to show that, hey, I'm not trying to run off, but he's doing crazy shit. Yeah.
Fuck, I didn't know that. So, like, when you went to Wikipedia, I went to ChatGPT and said, tell me the key events of his life in dot point form in chronological order.
OJ Simpson was an oppressed minority and the colonial white woman.
Actually did say, like, why, despite being proven innocent by a jury of his peers, was the public perception that he was 100% guilty? And then it started saying stuff like, oh, there was a background of racial tensions at the time and the jury was all black and stuff like that. And I was like, what? Is ChatGPT suggesting that
black people
were just voting for their kin? Like, I don't know. It just seems sort of weird.
But that, I think it was that, you know what I mean? And like, what was that dude that got killed in LA, the black dude, by the
Rodney
cops?
King.
Yeah, and the riots. That's all that kind of shit around the same time, probably. I'm no fucking professor of this crap.
He's also on Who Is America by Sacha Baron Cohen. That was a pretty good skit.
Oh, was he? Oh, okay.
Oh, if you haven't seen that, man, it's worth a watch.
I just remember, like, he stole his own can't even speak. Remember, really? You know what I mean.
Memorabilia.
Like, yeah, fuck. Like, he... At gunpoint, like, it went to some kind of, like, sports bar and, like, robbed it back. Which I thought was kind of baller, even though inappropriate, obviously. But it's kind
of, like, I'm thinking that too, because, like, say if you're a retired anything, I don't know, and people owned your shit, you'd sort of be like,
even
hey,
though you sold it.
I should have it back.
Yeah, if you're full, kind of narcissistic.
I don't know if you know this, man, because, like, in America, you got the big sports leagues, right? You got, like, baseball, American football and shit. The NFL has by far the worst, like, player rights and contracts and shit.
Yeah, probably back then as well.
So, like, 90%, it's only if you're a really top, like, if you're Tom Brady, they're the only guys that actually get guaranteed money. So, all the rest of the guys, if they get injured, like a significant knee injury or whatever, they just fire them and they don't have to pay them.
All right, so, like, OJ was an
I'm guessing
activist.
His memorabilia would have been owned by the franchise. Like, say
yeah,
he was
let's
Denver
go with
Broncos.
That. Let's go like with they, the whole, yeah.
They
I
probably
agree.
Owned it and then sold it and then they made the profit, or maybe they gave the profits to charity or something.
And he was like standing up to those guys and like, if you fucking stand up to us, we're going to kill your wife. He's like, no, don't do it. And they did it anyway just to show him.
Yeah, and he probably had CTE injuries, which is the NFL's fault as well. Like, he's really... A hero standing
he's a martyr.
Up for...
He's the Jesus Christ of the modern era.
So I just need to salute... Oh, God, actually, no, I can't. That's too dark.
Pray to OJ. That's it. Like, it's a new
and
Christmas
when he
died, man.
And then he released the book
saying,
if I did it. And then it said in ChatGPT that apparently later on he was proven guilty in a civil court, but I don't really know how that works. And then he went... But here's the thing. He went to jail for 9 years for that burglary.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay. You already knew that.
Well, I didn't know that long, but I knew it was like a bit of time.
So that's what he went to jail for in the end.
Well, I think they told him off and then he went back in the next day or some shit. Like, he was just like out of control, basically.
Yeah, it could have been, like, legitimately could have been CTE, because running backs are trained to lead with their head, their helmet, yeah, when they're trying to block, like, get people off them. So,
what did ChatGPT say?
Maybe they can examine his brain now.
That's it.
Because that's what they usually do. They examine the brain and then they go, yeah, he had CTE.
So much damage, yeah. The white mass.
Or maybe
the
they'll examine it and be like, oh, we've discovered he's a genius.
He transcended. Yeah, that's it. There's no way you can be into football, you know, media, and kill, get, you know, be, get away with murder unless you're
an
fucking genius,
superstar,
right?
Yeah.
Talking about geniuses, right? Grimes, man. The biggest artist of our life, you know.
Yeah, your fantasy bride.
this is your fantasy bride for me, man. You've been pushing it. People can go back in the previous episodes and listen.
I don't know, man. You. okay, what was that debate when it was like, you know, a bunch of, oh my God, there's a bunch of women on the panel and we
Grimes,
were like, yeah, fuck, marry, kill, or some shit like that. I think it was slightly less crude, but...
Grimes, I think, Anna from Red Scare, some, like, lesbian woman, and something else.
Some Indonesian Muslim or Malaysian Muslim or something?
Yes. Oh, no.
She's atheist, but she was Muslim.
Yeah. Reform, like, when you denounce your Muslimness...
The hot one.
Yeah, I think we said this is the hottest of the four.
The hot
go
movie.
Back,
the,
go back to like 10 episodes or whatever the fuck it was. Anyway, but you're talking about that debate that Grimes was involved in.
And we were like discussing the hotness, and I think he didn't mind Grimes. Like, I watched it thinking this was kind of embarrassing for her because she's clearly a moron. But then I was sort of giving her the benefit of the doubt that, oh, she probably has intense autism. And she was kind of saying some vaguely, okay, she was saying some sort of just wacky stuff. And you know how you sort of, you try to draw the connections for them in your own mind?
I think
mind?
It's talking like transhuman and, you know, that kind of shit and futurism. Like, oh, like that's been a recent angle, if you know what I mean. Like post-Musk, all
it
this kind of... Futurism, technological progress, like hyper progress, and you know, spacey stuff like AI.
She's probably just rehashing whatever Daddy Musk was telling her.
Yeah, and probably be involved in all that.
But she didn't quite understand it.
I looked up like some kind of YouTuber, you know, like the mini kind of casual essay on Grimes about her whole history. But she used to be like that cliche kind of like Melbourne Brunswicky artisty girl that. Lived on a houseboat for like 2 months, and you know.
Did she have rich parents? Please say she.
Yeah, I think they were indicating that she had like rich but Catholic parents. She was like in Catholic school at high school and shit like that. She studied neuroscience and then got kicked out because she wasn't attending, and all that kind of crap.
She basically grew up with a big safety net, though. That's like crucial to my projection of her personality.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, I'd like to actually see the bank accounts, but that's what people are saying, you know.
But either way, like, she's probably set now. But in terms of her, okay, because she comes across as just super entitled to me, like how she rocked up to that debate and it seemed like she wasn't really prepared at all. She's like, oh, yeah, it's almost like she thinks, I'm such a genius, such a creative wizard that I can just rock up dressed kind of...
funky
like
alternative,
super ostentatious and... You know, it's just me. So it brings all the eyeballs to her. And then she sort of, what she said was just like poorly prepared random thoughts and was getting the audience to do all the work of like interpreting what the hell she was on about.
I think she tried to prepare, but I know what you mean. She's not...
Yeah, you're going to have to be the defender.
She's like a feeler hippie type.
Future
bride and
Grimes.
Yeah, don't you dare talk about my girl. No,
mine's the atheist Malaysian. But okay, so the reason why we're talking about her though, because, and in hindsight, man, this fucking makes perfect sense. When I started seeing the TikToks come in on this, I've really got to uninstall this shit. But like it all just came together. I'm like, yeah, this just proves what I thought about her. So she had this DJ set.
It's like those movies, like you know those science movies or whatever, where they have the breakthrough.
Yeah,
they've been like
mind.
crunch crunching, like a professor crunching a problem, like, your funding's going to run out, you know, Michael, unless you crack this. And he's like, on his last days, he's packed up, you're lying in bed, and you know, wake up and you run back to your fucking whiteboard or whatever.
Yeah.
This is your time. I was thinking, it's like, this is your time. Yeah, give it to me.
Do you know what it feels like? It's like when they're looking at the whiteboard and they're going, we're going to have to fire you. And he's like, wait a second. And he goes up to and starts scrubbing one bit out. And the guy's like, what? You can't rub that bit out. That's going to break the whole formula. And then he removes the A and puts in a 4X or something. He's like, that's insane. What are you doing? Wait a second. Oh my God, you've solved it.
Wipes the whole whiteboard and like puts like a 6 kind of thing, like a 4A to the power of equals,
Yeah, so.
And that's it.
Simplify the scrubbing it. Out that and then putting in the 4X. That was Grimes completely fucking up a DJ set and then just like blaming other people.
So it's Coachella, right?
Oh yeah, Coachella 2024, which I is probably the biggest music festival in America.
What did she do?
So she's doing a DJ set, and I did a brief Google. I don't think she's normally a DJ. I think she normally just got her own songs and she just performs them. Yeah,
yeah. She's an indie electro, like slightly pop alternative experimental. Like this, she keeps dabbling with different shit. You know.
So her performances would be like a shit Björk or something like that. Yeah,
where she's more millennial.
Gets on stage and sings.
Yeah,
she doesn't play any instruments, right?
She's not a real singer, but she'll probably sample her, like her lyrics and then tweak the fuck out of them. Like it's a pure, like it's electronic, but it's not like house electronic, you know?
If she was like an average looking dude, would anyone give her a shot?
She's artsy, man, you know? You get what I mean? That's the angle. Like she's now like, she's dressing up as like kind of elf ears and like transhuman, like, what do you call it? Like the fucking Blade Runner shit. What do you call that?
Cyberpunk.
Yeah, cyberpunk. Like that's the kind of thing now-ish. Like the other day I'm like, oh, I'll listen to like her album from like 3 years ago because it's real kind of transhuman, like AI kind of themed and dark. I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool. Like, you know, I have some respect for her. She's kind of got the finger on the pulse of this like dark AI zeitgeist. But then there's like, Coachella shit pops up. I'm like, yeah, you are just kind of a vapid kind of, you know, like these artsy girls that just like hang on to like, try to be edgy.
Hell. Are you serious? Are you saying you're going to divorce her in your mind now?
In your mind, it's a divorce.
Yeah, sorry. Are you saying that you're going to divorce her in my mind?
Arnold Schwarzenegger. What's that movie? Fuck, my brain ain't working today.
If it bleeds you.
Total Recall. No, Total Recall, when he shoots Sharon Stone in the head, you know, and he's his wife. And she's blonde and she's kind of hot in that movie. Consider this a divorce like that, you know. This is the moment.
Can you do it in the accent though?
No, I can't do it.
Consider like, this a divorce.
No, he's a bit more charming, charismatic.
I thought you were going to say something like, it's like, I preferred, he did prefer athletic. Okay.
Yeah, the whole point is the fantasy was the brunette woman. Yeah, I don't know why they didn't get a hotter brunette in Total Recall. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I noticed that. Like, I remember in the 80s, it was sort of like the curly head. I don't know. I didn't like, what's that dancing movie where the chick was a ballerina? The What a Feeling movie?
Oh, with
the leg warmers?
Yeah, I know what you mean. With the dude.
It's like there's a lot of... Or even the Dirty Dancing chick.
Patrick
like,
Swayze. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Patrick Swayze on Dirty Dancing. But.
Yeah, yeah. No, so it sort of looked like her, but it was the... And then there was that woman from Hot Shots, remember, with Charlie Sheen? She was kind of hot, though.
You're going all these random fucking movies, man.
Fuck, they're all big, but the point was all the women sort of looked the same. They were sort of these, like, white girls, but they had, like, dark features and curly... hair, but they weren't.
Maybe it was. I wonder if it was a direct casting choice that, like, hey, Sharon Stone is going to be the hot one, and you fantasize about someone less hot. So that really puts the question mark: is this a fantasy or not? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is this real life? Let's go with that. What was the director like? Respect to him.
Of Total Recall.
Yeah, the Dutch dude or some shit.
Anyway. Oh, Dutch guy. Wait, it wasn't the guy that did Starship Troopers.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, that guy. He's a fucking legend.
Yeah, Verhoeven and RoboCop, right?
I did RoboCop. Fuck.
No, she's too hot. We need an ugly actress.
Fuck, that guy. But the reason why that guy was good, because he chucked in humor into his movies, even though it was like kind of serious action. He was good.
Yeah, it was like violent and kind of like slightly humor, like absurd.
But like actual, but actual sort of funny, not like. Anyway, it sort of knew what it was doing. Like it knew it was a little bit cheesy. Anyway, so.
Maybe he's like thinking. Verhoeven, you know, he's Dutch and shit. You know, Dutch wear like those bright colors and like running outfits.
Yeah,
and
just
shit.
Europeans like, in general.
Yeah, maybe this is a real comedy, you know. And it's like, this is kind of cheesy, bro. You know.
Yeah, with girl with big tits, but she's got three tits. Imagine that. Yeah, I get what you're saying. The Europeans tits, yeah. Are kind of crazy. Yeah. Two tits or is just funny. Three tits is hilarious.
Or just a pervert and like doing all these fantasies. Three-titted woman and a midget too. Yes, midget in a miniskirt. You know, it's like, this is cheesy, right?
Is it actually like, in that? I don't remember that bit.
The midget.
Okay, I might have to rewatch this.
It's midget with like a machine gun and shit.
For any listeners that are under 30, actually everyone fucking knows Total Recall.
Yeah, if you're connoisseur, got to be a connoisseur of like, you know, sci-fi, like that's a textbook one to get into, like a normie one, Total Recall.
Pretty much all Schwarzenegger movies in the 80s are worth a watch.
Yeah,
but
pretty much.
Yeah, so Grimes, so, you've seen all the clips, yeah?
Yeah, well, it's nothing much to it. Like I thought, I kind of dig it, you know what I mean? Like almost as, like I know okay. You're going like, yeah, go
no,
on.
Initially I dig, okay, I saw the first clip. And you know when you're watching someone perform and you're sort of rooting for them, like you want them to succeed because you're like, you feel the secondhand
anxiety. Were you watching this live? Or what?
No. I saw the TikTok and the what do you call it? The caption was something like, oh, Grimes fucks up her set or something. And I was like, oh, no, I don't want this to be too bad because even though I think she's kind of annoying, you know, you don't want to see
anyone
fail.
You have empathy for
the
fellow human. That's it, man.
Yeah, yeah. So you're watching it and she starts going, oh, yeah, oh, I can't believe this. This is crazy. I'm trying to do math in my brain because my second track is on double time and, oh, just this math is too much. And I'm thinking,
yeah, mixing
okay.
The BPMs and shit, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, the crowd sort of going, oh, yeah. And I'm thinking, okay, she might be able to get away with this. Oh, this might be all right.
Why do you even have to mix shit on the fly, though? Like, it's too high risk. Like, it's not like you're, you know, you've pre-orchestrated the whole fucking, you know, show.
But it shouldn't be that hard, but because you can just use your headphones. Like, that's why the DJs normally wear their headphones.
But why, but like, why go with the risk if you know what you're going to be mixing anyway? Just fucking make, like, okay. A fucking MP3, play that shit, and make a nice little stage kind of visualization, like, be done, you know?
Yeah, so you want it to just be like, press the space bar and then just twist the fader knobs and shit.
Press the space bar and then fucking dance around in a fucking robot costume. Like,
well, you know, so
what more? You know,
that's what her plan was. But here's the thing: someone else sort of did her set for her. That's what she's claiming, and then she didn't really like double check it, and then she fucked up the equipment. So, I've seen all the different DJs critique her, and some were at Coachella performing on her stage using the similar equipment, and they were explaining what happened. And basically,
DJing
all
live is a fucking hack thing anyway, man. You know what I mean?
Well, like, there's the various ways you could do it. Like, you've seen how Ableton Live works. People like Deadmau5 have said, for a few shows I've done, like I've said, I've done heaps and heaps of prep, so I was able to do a lot more live shit. But then most of the time, that's just way too much work.
Why even mix it live? Like, I think the argument is what? Oh, the audience. Oh, I think now we should have an uplifting kind of part. So now I'll mix it on the fly. Like, is that like the argument? Like, I'm reacting to the audience.
Because you really want those cokeheads on the side to go, oh my God, did you hear that transition? You know how guys, and they're like, oh, I see what you did there. She took down the mids.
to me,
impress those fucking tools.
To me, it's just like electronic producers going, how do I commodify my music live? I can't just press play button. I have to, like, you know, Rock Band strum a fucking guitar. So how do I do this? Oh, fucking mix my tracks together? Like, Like, yeah, so I've
seen that. Like, I've seen, like, Boiler Room DJ sets, and sometimes they look like they're trying to find something to do. Like, they're sort of bobbing their head. I'm like, okay, I'm going to twist this knob. And then sometimes they just put their finger on a knob and just hold it there.
Well, it's like how, like, any kind of pop star or K-pop, like, they'll sing some lyrics, like, but most of it's fucking, like, a backing track. It's just, how do you commercialize your music, you know, into a live audience? It's like people who write books, you know, like intellectuals or whatever, or whatever the fuck it is. You write a book not because you think a book is the best medium. It's like, how do I make money? It's through a physical medium, so I have to write a book, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same kind of shit. Jet said it best. You know, the Aussie band Jet?
No.
You know, Are You Gonna Be My Girl? 1, 2, 3,
yeah, I know that. Yeah, yeah.
And then one of their other biggest songs was Roll Over DJ.
Okay, so the anti-DJ, right? But
yeah, but so it's like the biggest cliche in the music world is just like ragging on the DJs, you know?
Yeah, I know, but I think...
Because like some of them just go up there and press spacebar. And Deadmau5 said, sometimes I just go up there and I just dance around because I got paid heaps and I can't be bothered preparing.
I'd be happy with that, man. Just put like some visuals on a fucking screen and shit and maybe, you know, have a few people in fucking costumes. Like, cool. Rather than like, I got my head, like one fucking, you know, earphone off my head and the other one and I'm waiting for the timing. Like, why, bro? Just press play. Do the mix at home. Make sure it's mastered nice. Press fucking play for the set, you know?
I don't know, man, because you'd go, like, you'd finish your set. You know, if you're going to play to that many thousands of people, like, imagine, because that grime set or a Deadmau5 set, you're going to have, like, several thousand people. You want to come off the stage feeling like you killed it, like you actually did something, right?
Yeah, but I'd be like the visuals, man. You know what I mean? Like, she had some kind of fucking spider robot that came out and she like, they just make a bunch of like different visuals for each track you're playing, you know? You know, have like a real arty.
So you're saying that you're saying you do this prep work.
But why not press fucking play?
Why not just prep it so like, oh, if you do this, it'll do that. And if you do this, you'll do that. And then you can sort of almost play like it's an instrument.
Fuck it, man. It's all a fucking illusion, right? But no, I thought Grimes' album...
guitar is what you're trying to say.
Like the Grimes album from like 2 years ago, I listened to it. I'm like, this is kind of cool, you know? She had some like Taiwanese rapper, you know, doing Mandarin in some of her tracks. I'm like, yeah, it's kind of like the whole AI, like future is China, like, you know, can't stop the future type shit.
Yeah, but and more hack like, shit from ex-hubby Elon, but yeah.
Yeah, no, but it's like, yeah, this is kind of like the vibe of the time, you know what I mean? The zeitgeist. And then it's like, oh, you're doing, why are you faking mixing? You know what I mean? Like, aren't you trying to say you're a prophet of, you know?
There was a few famous people doing mixing. So Billie Eilish also did a DJ set. I don't know. It seems like a thing that people do. Like, I remember Paris Hilton did it.
Yeah,
and
everyone
was like, whoa, that's pretty crazy. And then you have more and more just hot people just doing DJing.
Well, DJing, that's what I'm saying. It's just bullshit, man. You know what I mean? Like, anyway.
Yeah, maybe like that's, nightclubs. Maybe we should fuck off. Because you know Dom Dolla?
No. I know Hot Dolla.
Who's Hot Dolla?
That's the Chinese shop. You know, we get like the $2 items, like sticky tape and cards, birthday cards for like $1
like
and shit like that.
Big packs of like fun-sized Snickers or whatever.
That's it. All the exploited Chinese, you know, plastic containers and all that.
So Hot Dolla, what about hot dogs?
It's getting way too nuanced. Yeah, that's for like a fraction of the population. If you remember hot dogs.
Yeah, but dude, that's the people I want to be fans of this pod. If you know who Hot Dogs is, I want you to stay with us because you're one of us.
If you Googled hot dogs person, it probably wouldn't come up. Just go hot dogs, big brother.
Yeah, that's a deep cut. Even for Aussies, that's a fucking deep cut.
So anything more about Coachella? I keep wanting to say Cochlear, but it's not Cochlear.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a lot, sort of like cockroach is what I always think. But do you know the band Blur?
Yeah.
They're big in the UK, never really cracked America. They're sort of like Oasis where they had one hit in America and that's it.
Yeah, what was the song like? Was that the Woohoo one or am I thinking
something else? Yeah, that was Blur. Like that was their one hit in America is song two, the Woohoo.
One melody and one lyric.
So anyway, they go up there and all the clips are like, there's two camps. One is there's clips of, oh, here's song two and the crowd going nuts because that's the one song that Americans knew. And then the other ones are like them playing their other songs that are hits in the UK, but no one in America knows what the fuck they are. There's one that goes, boys and that, girls and that.
Oh, that's them too, yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, Aussies would know a few of their songs. Americans definitely don't, but... The fucking lead singer, Damon Albarn, who's also famous because he was the guy that created Gorillaz. He had bunch of hits.
Gen Z like, kind of fucking love Gorillaz now, man.
Yeah, well, that's probably the only reason why Blur are even doing it, because maybe they're thinking, oh, Damon Albarn, he might have enough fucking gravitas or whatever in America. But he's trying to get the crowd to sing the boys who like girls bit. And he's going the and he's going, now crowd, you do the and they're not doing it. And he kept on trying to do it, and eventually just goes, well, look, this is the last time you're ever going to see us, so you better fucking sing. Something like that.
Kill himself. It's like a suicide threat from like a, you know,
oh, no, I think he said something like, this is the last time we're ever going to be in America or some shit.
That's it. So not like an L sing. Our lyrics consisting of five words in a song. So is the world becoming Japanese, according to Blur? You know, like the Japanese crowds don't get involved in shit.
Oh, I thought you meant that song by Status Quo, the turning Japanese song.
Stop playing that. How about this, you fucking pigs?
Fuck me. I tell you what, there's some fucking songs from that time, like Turning Japanese and China Girl by Bowie, that if you listen to those lyrics now, they're very
prophetic, man.
That's it. Like, they predicted the future.
Yeah, Gen Z's love Japanese, man. Japan going to fucking Shinjuku and shit, Shibuya.
Japan died. Like, Japan's dead, basically. And is China dying? What's the next big one?
Why is Japan dead? Just because of population or what?
Because like there's no fear about them taking over the world, like in Back to the Future and shit.
Yeah, like aren't like we're got like the military alliance with them now and stuff. China is the fear, right, man.
They joined JAPAUKUS or something.
JAPAUKUS. Yeah, AUKUS. I don't know, something like that. JAPAUKUS.
I don't know, jackass, whatever. That's what the guys are working it's
like,
calling it.
The alliance is just like doing jackass skits.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. Oh, that's another fucking millennial thing. Would Zoomers know what Jackass is? Would they know who Johnny Knoxville is?
Would they know Johnny Knoxville, man? Well, you know what JOMO is? J-O-M-O.
Afraid of germs.
No. J. It's the JOMO. So you know what FOMO is, right? Everyone knows what FOMO is.
Fear of missing out. So it's like it's like you go to a party even though you don't want to go because you're like, oh, if I don't go to this party, I'll feel like I've missed out on
experience. Yeah, I'll go to Coachella or watch Coachella online or fucking scroll through TikTok about Coachella to see what Grimes fucking did.
Yeah, or like, oh, I've got to buy this fucking Dogecoin because if I don't, it might go to the moon.
So Elon's going to make me rich. Yeah. JOMO is just like the opposite. It's like the joy of missing out. So kind of being cognizant of, you know... I hate the word cognizant, fuck. Being happy and content.
Yeah, such an office word. We need to be cognizant of this.
Yeah, I remember it was being used like a decade ago. I'm like, just say mindful. Everyone says mindful of this. Why are you fucking being cognizant? You just want to be like, you know, what do you call it? On the edge, on the lead of new terminology.
I don't know. I feel like cognizant sounds more thinking. Mindful is more feeling.
Cognitive. Oh, it's not cognitive. Mindful is like...
It's more... Yeah. You want to think with your brain and feel with your heart.
Mindfulness is like what you use when you, you know, want to be centered in the office space and all that shit.
No,
cope
the
stresses.
That's right.
I don't know. Just JOMO seems to be kicking off now, which is, you know...
Have you ever had that, dude?
JOMO.
Oh, dude, I had the most JOMO I ever had, and this is me being a dog as usual, but... Like, me and this other dude were going to go to this party because this is... We had these, like, mutual friends that would always host these barbecues where they'd, like, cook up heaps of food because they loved to, like, be the center house where everyone came for these barbecues and parties, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But their friends were fucking just bogans and they were lame and it was just... And it would always end up playing, like, just ridiculous, dumb board games or like Uno and stuff. Just fucking lame. Like Uno's, yeah, anyway, Uno's okay, but not for a party. Like
the name of this, the title of this shit, like this is a shit episode, but the title of this shit episode will be like, Uno's okay.
But, no, they play these.
Don't get me wrong.
Have you ever heard of exploding cats?
There's a time and place for Uno.
Well, there is, man. Like, if you're fucking bored and you're babysitting, you know, 10-year-olds, Uno would be okay, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got me with the draw for, oh, shit. And they're all laughing and stuff.
Yeah, but on my last card. If you're all
adults, it's the equivalent, like, they're the type of people that would be like, oh, let's get the Wii out and play some Wii Sports. Oh, let's have a Wii Sports tournament. It's, I don't know, man. Yeah. I just hated it. But then again, I'm Bogan. I just wanted to like play beer pong or
But what's wasted. The JOMO then after all this?
Oh yeah, so they
you're glad you didn't have to play Uno.
They'd always invite us to parties, and we'd always be thinking, "Fuck, I don't want to go," but we have to out of politeness. Anyway, it's one time
JOMO though.
No. Here's the thing. One time it was the host's birthday, and me and the other guy bought them a present. And we're going to go together. And he came to my house to pick me up. And I'm like, you know what? I've already bought this present. Maybe I'll just give this guy the present to take to them. And that's sort of a good excuse. I can say I'm sick.
Yeah.
But I've still bought them the present. So it's almost like a free pass. Because it's like, yeah, I must be sick because I bought them a present. That was my logic, right?
Just cheat code. Like, if you don't want to go somewhere. Anyway, I got it.
But yeah, anyway, my mate was like, oh, you're a fucking dog, man. Like, I can't believe I'm going to this, you're not going. And I was like, yeah, sorry. But anyway, so I gave him the present, and I remember it just had this awesome feeling, like I just won several hours of my life back.
I thought he was going to be like, you know what, he unwraps a present, it's like, I don't know, some booze or something, let's party together.
Yeah, it was booze.
Like, yeah. Instead, you just used him as a vessel. He turned up to your house to like,
no, we actually did buy it together.
Okay. Well,
we bought it together, but I bought it for him, but he had to give me half of the money.
I don't think that's like the soul of the JOMO though. I think JOMO's like you have the compulsion to like, you got the FOMO, but you're going to transform that into like, you know what? I'm going to miss out on the stuff that I'm FOMOing about and be happy about it, rather than I don't want to. So it's like going, I don't know. Don't want to go to prison and like, you know, somehow I won my court case and I have to go to prison. JOMO. It's like, it's not really that.
Is it like, oh, the election's coming up and I really want this guy to win, but then you're just too lazy to say don't vote, but then they win anyway?
I reckon like for you it'd be like some AFL final.
Yeah.
And you kind of want to watch it, but you know it's going to take all this money and stuff. You're, actually, I'm just going to chill and miss out on that, and I'll be happy about it.
Yeah, that happened to me on the weekend. So Tottenham Hotspur, me and this other guy were going to go to the pub to watch him. It was a 9:30 kickoff PM.
Yeah.
And like, we were kind of hyped about it. 9:30,
really?
No, that's actually very early.
I had $28 in my wallet, and then I realized three of those dollars were silver coins. Okay,
God. But like 9:30 kickoff means, oh yeah, let's go to the pub because it's not 2 a.m. You can actually go watch it, communal thing. But I was like, you know what, man, I can't be going into the city to go to a pub. I'm just gonna chill and watch it in my pajamas at home, right?
Yeah.
And then the fucking JOMO kicked in when we were down 3-0, getting absolutely plowed. And I didn't have opposition supporters screaming in my ear going, yeah.
That's not JOMO. I think JOMO is if you didn't even watch the game, man.
Oh, so JOMO's like, you know what? Why do I care about these millionaires running around with no real passion for the club?
Yeah, exactly, man.
With these arbitrary rules and the fact that they're getting paid more than...
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, fucked, cunt. The only reason you're not into F1 is because you just got bored of it.
It's the same. Well, I don't know. Well, I guess so, but isn't that the same thing? Like, why aren't you bored of sport then? Haven't you seen it all? Like, what more are you going to see?
Well, I've never seen Spurs win win. I haven't seen them win any trophies.
Yeah, but it can always go like, I've never seen, you know, they always make some fucking statistic that's in, like, impressive. Oh, he's got the most fucking points a whole season, and if he gets 10 more points this last game, then he's got the biggest record ever. So,
dude, we have this argument every second pod. Every fucking thing is a construct, man. It's all a fucking construct. Look,
exactly, man.
You can't say don't get into professional sport unless you go hibernate in a cave in Tasmania.
What Tasmania?
Unless you completely withdraw from society.
Can it be a different cave?
No.
Can it be a different
cave? It's
got
to be Tasmania because that's like true wilderness. And it's somewhere like in like really inaccessible. Yeah, unless you go full Unibomber. If you're going to go around buy a fucking what are they called, baggy Japanese pants, you go look at my Japanese pants, you cannot criticize sport fans.
I wonder if that's true. I don't know if that's true, man.
It is true because I said so. Stone Cold said so.
What if I was wearing the baggy pants in the Tasmanian cave?
Yeah, that's cool because you're not going around going, look man, these are the baggiest pants I could get, okay?
I was saying that to
even
the people on the train.
They don't even make pants this baggy in Australia. That's what you were saying to me.
Some like 20-year-old like Asian like international student was looking at me like, yeah, man, baggy pants. And he just like looked away and looked a bit scared.
Oh, okay. He was a dude. In my mind, I was picturing a girl. I'm like, why the fuck are you chatting to like Asian?
Creeping out the girls.
Like Asian student girls. I was like, what the fuck?
Okay, that's the real fantasy.
With a dude, that's acceptable.
Right, so that's just a bit funnier.
Well, so you said that to him and then he just looked away. So you scared him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But then I saw him like a week later and he had the same baggy pants on as me. And I'm like, fuck.
Oh, I hate to break it to you, man. I actually saw him as well. I think the pants are even baggier. He actually came up to me and said, hey, they're baggier than Frankie's.
He bought two pants.
I'm the new alpha dog in town.
He's just like tripping over it. You know what I mean? Like he's just getting caught up in the fucking pants, is falling over.
That's how it works, though, man. Like with these jeans, they get everyone's like, "No, I need to have the baggies. I got to have the baggies," and then it goes the opposite, and then everyone's just got skin tight stovepipes at the skate park.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna wear skin tight at the club now. What? It's gonna look lame. Yeah.
Do you know why? Do you know why it doesn't work? Because Andrew Tate's crew all goes skin tight.
Yeah, look at him now, man. He's washed
Holy
up.
Shit.
He's dead.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say, look at him now. He's pimping with millions in the bank account. And I was going to be like, I'm going to get some skinny jeans.
No, yeah, that's it. Right. On to the finale, right?
Oh, back this is what we've been waiting for. Okay, here we go.
Oh, you said you got the hots for your neighbor.
No. I realized I can't. Yeah, I deleted that because I'm like, I can't really talk about that because they could hear me.
Okay, well, was it the one, okay, for the audience, like the neighbors can't hear you now, I doubt they can anyway. You know how you had the water issue on New Year's?
Yeah,
back to that pod, that one too. Like, have you been speaking to her again or what?
Yeah, because it's these weird coincidences. So like,
oh yeah,
I left the house the other day and there's like an ID tag on the floor.
In front of your...
Oh yeah, imagine that. It's like it's in my letterbox. I'm like,
it's like stuck. It's like sticky taped to your door, like her ID. Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I think I found this. And then,
did you drop your ID? It had a post-it note saying your address on it too.
But yeah, no. So I found it outside the building.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and just gave it back and. Then I just texted her, like, yeah, it's all good. And so that was all sorted. And then today I was leaving the house and bumped into her. And she was looking for she found this cat from, this fucking random. But you know those missing cat posters you see around?
Yeah, yeah. She found it, man. The cat.
She's like, oh, I'm trying to find the cat. I saw it before and now it's run away. But I took a photo of it. Isn't this the exact same as in this poster? I was like, yeah.
Is that what she said to you?
Yeah.
Like, well, where were you? Just walking outside?
Yeah, she actually said this to me. She goes, oh, like, she goes, what are you doing right now? And I was like, I'm going to go.
I heard you jerking off in there, you fucking sick prick.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to get a snack from across the road.
That's what you said.
Yeah, because yeah. I'm like, I was fucking half asleep, man. It was like in the morning. And I was like, before I have all these meetings, I'm like, I'm going to go get some fucking...
What was the snack? That's what I want to know.
I ended up getting some pastries. Yeah, it's fucking boring. So, I don't know.
Did she go with you? Did she go with you? Or was it just, what are you doing now?
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing now? And I was thinking, in my mind, I'm like, what the hell? Is she going to say, let's get a coffee or something? Like, my brain was really fried. I didn't understand this. She's like,
yeah, you know, I'm not ready for this. That's it. I'm not brewing on this shit. Yeah, she wants to suck my dick. Like, oh, going to get my dick sucked? Is that the correct answer?
No. Anything, I would have been like, what? But it was just like, oh, I found this cow. I was like, oh, that's pretty random. And then she was showing me pictures and stuff. And on the poster, it said $200 reward. And I didn't... anyway, this story's nowhere.
No.
I can't $200. Really
talk. Yeah. Speak cryptically, man. All right, you can speak cryptically.
Okay, so oh fucking hell.
This is where the comedy begins finally in this podcast, when you're trying to be cryptic. They're struggling.
Yeah, but then the fucking after that, then the Indian started sending the smoke signals.
Who's the Indian?
See, this is what I'm talking about, man. You're asking me this, and that ruins any crypticness.
No, but I'm lost.
The enemy, the Indians are the... Okay, I'm General Custer, and they're the Indians. Okay.
All right.
They're the enemy. But, you know, potentially trading with them could be worthwhile. But at the moment, they're scary. They're over the hill.
The unknown,
But, like, we're starving, and maybe we want some of the bison meat that they've hunted, right?
Cut for a fire.
So, they sent their, what do you call it, the person that does
delegation.
Their delegation to ours, and they were like, oh, you know, we're trying to find the missing cougar in the forest or whatever. It belongs to Chief whatever, and there's a reward.
Yeah, big reward from Chief for cougar.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, yeah, well, I've already got plenty of money, so I didn't say
I'm going to get wheat. Wheat before my...
Yeah. I'm like, I need to go to see this French merchant and grab some of their famous pastries. But anyway, so the delegation goes back over the hill and then starts sending smoke signals.
Electronic ones, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Not like a brass hanging out of your window or
just,
something.
Just letting me know that their mission was a success.
Oh, so they secured they got the cougar and they got the reward for the cougar.
More or less that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then in my mind, I'm like, should I send another delegation and just see if I don't know, they want to go on another hunt or something like that?
That's it. Yeah.
But and then I started.
If they want to go visit the French with you one day.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. To visit the French delegation and see if we could sample their
the merchant, man.
Oh yeah, yeah, sorry, the merchant to taste those the French famous merchant. Black the black water brew thing that they have, the caffeinated, which I've never heard of caffeine. But the
Amazonian berry drink.
So then I consulted the Oracle and I said, oh, is this a good idea? And, like, the Oracle, like, there's mixed messages. It's, like, basically, oh, there's pros and cons of attempting that.
Is the Oracle ChatGPT or what?
keep going. No, like, it's a more common one. Like, what would you normally...
It'd be funny if you put this whole scenario into, like, describe it in, like, three paragraphs for ChatGPT.
and see what it says. Yeah, it just goes, you're trying to bone your neighbor, aren't you? And it's like, yeah. It's like you're a dirty dog.
Being perverted is defined as...
this is inappropriate content. I cannot consult on any more of this. So anyway, I consulted the Oracle and basically thought, oh, why am I even consulting the Oracle? I'm just going to abort...
I still don't know what the Oracle is. This is very confusing. I just search up in general.
Yeah, yeah. It just, and then you're just looking at freaking Reddit posts and... what's it, Kiora or whatever it is.
It's a mix between, I met my wife. And the other ones are like.
WikiHow.
Yeah, Quora.
Yeah, so I was basically looking at those when I should have been working. And then I was like, why am I even doing this? It's like way too high risk. It's like, it's not worth it. So I just.
What's the risk though?
Heaps of risk.
Like what?
Imagine if you go on a hunt for the cougar and then it sort of goes awry, but they're still living over the hill.
Yeah.
And you just have to like see them. And then you're watching them go on hunts with other people. They're watching you and it's just awkward. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the
maybe,
key is
maybe if I move my camp, which I might well do, I might move my campsite in the middle of the year to somewhere where it's a little bit more convenient.
But yeah, but how many times do you both meet at the top of the hill by accident? Like how often?
Like once every, if like once every 2 months.
So once every time the moon is full. Twice or something, right? Once every two full moons.
Yeah, once every two moons. Fucking, this is...
Four howls of the wolf.
Needlessly abstract here, but yeah.
I know. So the risk is fucking low, man.
When the cockerel crows thrice the old lady at the river casts her spells...
Of the first drop of the leaf.
See,
of
now
the,
I'm just going to sound like Grimes and I'm just going to say gibberish and expect everyone listening to me to just figure it out.
No, so once every two months will be an awkward stairwell. Oh, hey. All right. And that's what you're worried about.
Oh, I don't want to hear like some big fucking dudes going, oh. Like I'm just sitting there watching TV and hearing some guy walking up the stairs going, all right, so am I going to play you tonight 10 times? Or like, I don't want
to
hear that.
So you'll be crying like the fucking Wojak.
I'd probably listen to them and jerk off and then cry.
And then kill them all. That's the third stabbing.
There we go. All right. Thanks, everyone. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Bye-bye.